One of the family law questions that people ask me the most is how to register a separation. People who have just separated, people who are thinking about separating, and people who think they may be separated wonder what they have to do to make it official. The first thing to do after separation is the topic of this episode of the Ontario Family Law Podcast. I'm John Schumann, a certified specialist in family law in Ontario. I'm also a mediator, arbitrator, and collaborative lawyer. This podcast is a companion to my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on the iBookstore, Amazon, Kobo, and at fine bookstores. One of the questions I hear a lot from people who have just separated or who are thinking about separating is how to make the separation official or legal. In Canada, to be legally separated, you do not have to register the separation anywhere. You do not have to file anything at the court. You don't have to tell the government until you change your relationship status when you next file your tax return. You don't have to sign anything or get your partner to sign anything to be legally separated. In Canada, a couple is legally separated when they stop living together as spouses. What does that mean? It means someone objective looking in on your family would say that the relationship is over. That objective person does not have to do anything. There doesn't even have to be a real objective person. It is just a legal standard, and if someone looking in on you would say that you are separated, then you are separated. You don't even have to physically separate, which meaning one person doesn't have to move out. Telling your partner that the relationship is over is good enough. But even that is not necessary when you and your spouse have been living separated lives, like you are no longer together as a couple. If people around you would say their relationship is over, then you are separated. There are more precise factors that a court can consider, such as whether you still eat and vacation together, whether you have separated your finances, what you tell people about the status of your relationship, whether you're still giving priority to your spouse's needs. But really, if it is clear to people around you that your relationship is over, then you are separated. And there is nothing you have to do to file to make it official. So do not go to court and file anything in court because you were separated. Only a judge can grant a divorce, so you will have to file for that a year after separation. But all that means is that you can get married again. So if you are not engaged again, there is no legal reason to rush to get a divorce. Being separated does affect your taxes, so you do have to put on your tax return whether you were separated on December 31st of the tax year. Also, in some limited situations, separating may affect whether your partner is still entitled to your benefits through work. So you may want to speak to your HR department, especially if it affects how much you have to pay to contribute to your benefits. But in most cases, it does not. And in almost all benefit plans, married spouses stay on each other's benefits until they are divorced and the actual separation itself does not matter. In fact, you may not want to take your spouse off your benefits if your spouse uses them a lot. If your spouse has to pay for things like drugs, medical benefits, and dental care, that can affect your spouse's need for support and may result in you paying more support, which is a shame if your spouse can stay on your benefits for free. So stop and think before running to your HR department. For more on spousal support, check out the previous episode on that topic. Determining the date you separated is legally important. So if there's a date when this relationship clearly ended, keep track of it. For married couples, the date of separation is very important for property division because it is the values on that date that the separated spouses share. Check out the previous episodes on property division after a marriage. For common law couples, there is no automatic property division and dividing property is not linked to the date of separation. Support can also be affected by the date of separation, but it usually starts when the couple separate their finances. There are a lot of other things that can come up when you separate. There are issues like parenting time and parenting responsibilities, who will live where and when, perhaps the sale of the home, or other financial issues. If you are separated and you want to apply for a loan or a mortgage, the bank is going to want something official that says what the support arrangements are. In addition, spousal support is not tax deductible until there is a court order or a separation agreement. So even though spouses are legally separated just by separating, to resolve the other stuff, you may need a separation agreement, arbitration award, or a court order. You do not have to go to court to deal with parenting after separation, or support, or property division. Most people get to an agreement by negotiating with their spouse, having the lawyers negotiate, or using a mediator.
Why don't you have your lawyer call my lawyer?
Only the most difficult cases, where at least one spouse is violent, mentally ill, drug addicted, or blinded by rage, is court really necessary. All the other options will likely work out better for you or the kids. I have gone over them in previous episodes, and there will be links in this episode. Hopefully, you will come to an agreement with your soon-to-be ex. You will want that agreement to last forever so your ex can't come back and change it or ask for more. Be warned that Section 56 of 4 of the Family Law Act allows a judge to throw out your agreement if either you or your ex did not understand the legal consequences of your agreement. If you or your ex did not exchange enough financial disclosure so that you could understand whether the agreement was a good one, or if you made any of several legal mistakes. So you and your ex will have to see a lawyer before signing the agreement. Even better, see a lawyer before you start negotiating, so you will know what would be a good deal and what would be a bad deal for you. Then you will not make a mistake that will haunt you for years or even for the rest of your life. When you separate, don't run to court or anywhere else to file for a legal separation. Speak to a good family lawyer and make sure you know what you do have to do to protect yourself and come out the best in the end. The lawyer may suggest the help of a parenting professional, divorce coach, or mediator to make the separation as easy as possible. Separation is a difficult and emotional time. Get the advice of an objective professional, not a cheerleader and not a close friend or family member, to make sure you're making the best choices. For even more great family law tips, get a copy of my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law. You can find it on the iBookstore, on Amazon, and for Kobo. You can also get a lot more family law information on www.schumannlaw.ca. Not only are there hundreds of pages of family law information and links, but there are links to where to get my book and links to reach my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues. Because it is always best to get a lawyer who can give you expert advice that is specific to your situation. In addition to my website, to keep up to date on family and children's law issues, please like my Facebook page, follow me on Twitter at @schumannfamilaw, and find me on LinkedIn. Of course, please also subscribe to my YouTube channel and the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law Podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Thank you for participating in this podcast. We will get together again soon.